This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to wrap up today by taking a little trip with the novelist Chang Rae-lee, who's published many stories and essays in The New Yorker. He was born in South Korea and grew up in Westchester, New York. And when he was in his 40s, he spent a year in Hawaii on sabbatical. And he's been going back there about once a year ever since. But the place he wanted to take us was not some breathtaking, unspoiled beach. Instead, Chang Rae-lee picked a store called Don Quixote, a big box store on a nondescript intersection in Honolulu.
We lived here for a year, about 10 years ago. This was the closest store to where we lived, and I just thought it was a regular supermarket. But when you come in, you realize, wow, it really is. You know, the entire world here in these aisles.
It's the kind of place that if you went to Hawaii as a tourist, you'd probably never take notice of it.
It's for, you know, the frugal shopper. And that's always the shopper that I'd always been. I'd always shopped with my mother, and this is, we'd come to stores just like this, stores like Caldor's and Corvette's. And it, for us back then, as immigrants to New York, New York suburbs, you know, every trip was, at least in the beginning, was a kind of discovery of what was here. Not just in the store, of course, but in the land. And in the same way, you know, if you come to Don Quixote, you know, it's a kind of a different sort of welcome to this place. There's so many items here. I can't believe, they must have a whole crew of people just trying to figure out how to restock all this stuff. Local Hawaiian products, Hawaiian-made products, you have just your sort of global brands. Then you have a lot of Korean and Japanese origin products. It's interesting just to think about that person deciding on you know, where to source these things, which ones are going to be popular, knowing, of course, their clientele, which is international, tourist, local. And then I think, you know, very basically just neighborhood people. There's a local brand of punch that my daughters like, so I definitely have to pick up some of that. I would normally buy some fresh produce and fish, some sashimi, but I have to go do a couple other errands. I have to pick up my family at the airport, so I don't want to obviously leave raw ahi in the car. we're going over to the punch section, but you stop here and look at this aisle. It has electric shavers, koa cushions, that's koa wood, car fragrances, and again, in Hawaii, car fragrances are huge, maybe because it's hot and kind of muggy. But then look, underneath car fragrances, Japan hair color. And they have hardware type items too. You know, military grade nylon paracord. I mean, why do you need this gauge of nylon paracord in 9 different colors? And then in the very next aisle, one of my favorite is the Japanese kitchenware. I just like looking through it and imagining what you might put in there. You know, a little oshinko or have your little shoyu dish and of course your noodle dish. Oh, but here's my juice. Yeah, paso guava, passion fruit guava. Got some new flavors. Yeah, I think I'll just stick with that. And now this is probably my favorite section of the store. You have scallop poke, mussel poke. I love these little white crabs that you eat raw. They're marinated. I go to Whole Foods and I just, you know, with all their prepared foods, I just want to go to sleep. And again, this is not high-end sushi, but it's, you know, it's decent and it's beautiful and it's fresh. I hate going shopping in the places that we normally go shopping because I know what's there. And I think more and more we're running short of places where you can actually go and not know what you're going to get and have that part of the experience. I know that that's what shopping truly is, I suppose, but the ways that stores are now, they preclude discovery. Because we're always supposed to make things these days to sort of maximize our choices, right? We can Yelp everything. We can look through the social media and do the best job possible of getting the absolutely right product, which I think is, it's completely false. And we don't know what thing will actually make us, you know, give us that little pop of delight and pleasure. So this place invites you to take a chance. Mm-hmm. In fact, you have to.
2408.
There's always an opportunity for a conversation here, which is nice. They recognize that, I'm sure lots of people are in a hurry, but you know, in, as in certain places, and Hawaii is one of them, if you're in a hurry, you're going to get in trouble.
The writer Chang Rae Lee at the Don Quixote store in Honolulu. And if you want to know why a giant Asian specialty grocery store in Hawaii calls itself Don Quixote, I can't enlighten you on that one.